foot puts upon you. But you've got to realize you have got to play your part. If you get busy in the kingdom, know the enemy is going to strike you. That's his job. Here's what you don't understand. You might not see him, but he sees you. And Paul did what he did because it was the right thing to do to help the fire to keep burning, to comfort others who were in the position where they could not have done at that point what he did because of where he had come to. And so he had a peace that came only from God, even though he had a problem that he would not allow to persist. My question to you is, how long will you believe the Bible hanging on? How long will you have that snake hanging on?
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's LOBDELL Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at the same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Man of God right now, Reverend. Gregory. Remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God.
I need to just was
touched and obeyed instructions.
Be
my friend, the same can happen
right
for you.
Those
of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now. As you hear this broadcast, call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
I need the
children, for as far as my voice can be heard. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them to turn their radios on. On this Easter holiday, I know that many right now have that faith and are looking towards the hills from whence they come. As Jesus showed us of how many miracles are happening on this earth now as it was in the days when he walked the land before he joined the Father. You know, my friends, sometimes we lose that faith that we have and we sit down and wonder if Satan is stronger than God. But there is nothing stronger than the Heavenly Father. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Right now, my friends, no matter what your problem is, my friend, there's a way being made out of no way for all of God's children. As Jesus told one to take that bed up and go. As Jesus told the others, go and blow your nets over there. As Jesus showed them that they can walk and come by through the water, he says, oh ye of little faith, as he lost his mind to look towards the sides and wondered if he was really doing it. Yes, friends, if you are in need, if there is a situation that is troubling you in your home, and there's no peace, if there's a problem on that job that there is no growth, if there's a situation to where you have physical problems and been back and forth to the doctors, I want to show you, my friends, that in the days of old, there always used to be someone that can walk all through the woods with a crook or sock across their back, come back, board it, steepen and strain it, so they can make it back to the fields the next day without that pain, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. Some right now have kidney problems. Some right now have diabetes. Some right now are looking to grow hair on their head, or even that nature, my friend, is on vacation. I want you, my friends, that are in need, you, my friends, that are having trouble, you, my friends, that are looking forward, looking to the hills from which cometh your help, to step out on faith, my friends. Write down the telephone number, my friends. I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, get that pencil and paper ready, friends. Write us, my friends. Whatever donation you send it to from your heart. If it's not from that heart, my friend, that heart that you have within your soul, your mind, your spirit, it's not going to do either of us any good. And we're looking for growth on all levels. Those of you that need financial help, those of you right now that are troubled about situations of growing within schools or in your homes, some right now saying they're dealing with evildoers. those that are putting it around their home and inside their home and dressing their homes. You never know what someone might do. They might even take some urine and pour in front of your door. You know, some people are just that mad and nasty in the mind. It boggles the mind to where you are living and how you are living and what you have seen with your own sight, or someone have told you about it. And you say, well, I just can't believe that. But I'm asking you, my friends, oh, my friends, to watch as well as pray. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages with that bottle of Master Stroke or that prayer cloth that'll keep you within your spirit up above this ground to where that prayer is with you at all times. Yes, and across. I want you to take that mind and that spirit, my friends, and use it to grow. Use it to keep your mind and your spirit together and your body. Oh, my God. Again, telephone number. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Again, telephone number, my friends. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number.
No, I'm not Jesus now. I'm a long way from being...
Anyone can put the kind of smile on my daughter's face. That was there.
Yeah, because she... What we know about her?
Well, I know my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, you just don't realize what happened. That smile was a million-dollar smile.
Just when you mentioned my name. But it was good. It's good for everything around you to be turning around in a much pleasanter atmosphere.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. It certainly is.
When you first called, you really didn't know whether to try it or not, did you?
Well, I tell you, just like I said,
after you listened to the broadcast.
After listening to the broadcast and hearing, you know, the, your patrons, testify. It's kind of hard now to believe, you know, everything you hear.
Yes,
you understand? And I communicate, Reverend Gregory, I communicate with the lot of preachers, women and men, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear, you know, testaments and things from others about others. I call and maybe sends in my, you know, writes, send in my prayer requests, you know, to be prayed for and, you know, for my family and all to be prayed for. But you is just an unusual. I just can't hardly explain it.
I'm glad things are turning around like they are. Because at one time you really didn't even want to be where you are now, but now it's just so welcoming there, you don't know where you want to get your own place or not, do you?
Oh my God, my friends, our time is drawing down. Let us join each other for just one minute of silent prayer. If you're on the job or driving, my friends, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies for as far as our voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying with someone on the other side of town or in another county.